All right. It is time for our very special interview with the man himself, Joe Salmon, in the booth with us today. Photographer from Vancouver. He's been all over the world.
Yes. I don't know about that one.
Taking pictures of all different kinds of people.
Yes, all the people everywhere.
Appreciate you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me on
today.
Yeah,
of course. Yeah.
Super honored.
How have things been going recently?
It's been good. Just working a lot, trying to get as many projects out as I can.
Yeah,
trying
cool.
to sort of maintain a work-life balance that looks a bit like being a human.
Yeah.
I don't know, just kind of getting
That's
through
cool.
it.
Yeah. So you're not in school? You're just working?
Not. Yeah. I'm just working. I dropped out of school, actually, after my second year at UBC.
Nice. You were studying photography or something else?
Nah, I was studying art history at first, actually.
Wow.
So my initial plan out
That's
of high
cool.
school was to become a museum curator.
Yeah.
And then it turns out, like, not a lot of art history is actually looking at pictures. It's a lot of writing.
Oh, yes.
And it wasn't as hands-on or applied as I wanted it to be.
Mm-hmm.
So I switched into sociology, and that was really, really sick. And then I started taking pictures, and I started making money off of taking pictures. And I was like, well, if this can pay me at all, and I like doing this a whole lot more, then
let's
just see what happens.
If it makes a living, then why not, right?
Yeah.
Do you have some kind of mentor that helped you kind of start making money, or you just did everything by yourself?
Yes and no. So I started, I guess, making money, not a lot. I'm still not making a lot off of it. I guess April or May last year. And then now I'm very lucky to sort of have a mentor figure that I've started working under. His name is Cam, and he is actually, like, seeing his work was one of the reasons I started picking up a camera, seeing him do what he did and shot the people he shot being from Vancouver. I was like, whoa, I wonder if I could do that. And now I feel very lucky to actually be able to work with him and sort of see what he does.
Yeah.
That's helped me mature a lot as an artist and sort of learn a lot of the technical stuff.
That's cool. So your inspiration turned into, like, your direct mentor?
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, very lucky.
Yeah. Do you have any other, like, major, like, inspirations?
Absolutely. Photography-wise? I mean, Gunnar Stahl is huge.
Mm.
There's another photographer who does something similar to what Gunnar Stahl does, but most of his work is centered in Atlanta, and it's a lot of the really early photos of, like, the underground rap scene in Atlanta, and then very early Playboy Cardi photos.
Oh, cool.
Named Zors on Instagram. His real name isn't anywhere, but his work is super, super interesting. And then also, I mean, I grew up going to the art gallery here all the time.
Mm.
My family always had a membership to it. So, cool. like, a lot of Ken Lum's work, a lot of Jeff Wall, Vicky Alexander, too, and then Cindy Sherman.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
Do you come from, like, your family's super creative?
Yeah,
artistic?
My stepdad is an author.
Nice.
And then my mom works in writing, too, at Douglas, actually.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always good to have a background and kind of grow up.
Yeah.
No, I feel very lucky. I've been pretty supportive.
In a household that's kind of like that. Yeah. What about in terms of, like, your personal style?
Ooh, I don't know.
Because, I see the fit you have on today.
I don't know. I'm just kind of wearing stuff. Like,
yeah, okay.
I kind of just wear what my friends are wearing. I don't know.
Okay.
Like,
that's really cool.
I have a lot of friends who are much more into fashion.
Mm.
Than I am, or I should say much higher style IQ than I do. And so I just kind of take advice from them.
Right.
They put me onto a lot of stuff, and then I just kind of wear what I can get my hands on.
Yeah.
Stuff's expensive, especially following trends.
Mm-hmm.
So most of my shopping, I'll buy either replicas of items I really want, or I'll, like, shop end of season sales and see if I can get whatever on super deep discount.
Yeah.
So it's really just, like, wearing whatever I can that's available to me.
No, that makes perfect sense. Yeah.
And then, are your friends also, like, super artistic, and what kind of things are they into?
Yes to the first one.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of everything. I don't know. We all kind of do different things. You have KB, ninth grader. He does music. One of my really close friends, Julian, is a graphic designer, like, content creator. My friend Nick, like, it's a little bit of everyone. I don't know.
That's great.
Mm. I think you should like give the listeners a fit check.
Oh, but, like, yeah. Kind of like an audio description. Yeah.
Okay. I don't, I'm wearing a pair of white Balenciaga rubber trooper boots, a pair of black flared Courage's pants. I think I'm pronouncing that right. I have no idea.
couldn't tell you.
This blue sweater is from COS. I got it when I used to work there. And then I have this waxed denim jacket. That's FUBU.
Mm. Nice.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. Yeah, and you said that sweater was used in a photo shoot. We were talking before we started the interview, but Joe did a recreation of Bjork's debut album. Yeah. Debut album.
Yeah, that's correct.
Of the album art with a model, and the sweater he's wearing right now was used in that photo.
Yeah.
Which is super dope.
So that's a pretty good image of what the sweater looks like.
Yeah.
It's just, very fuzzy and oversized.
Yeah. Yeah, super cool. Mm. Do you have any favorite people you've worked with?
Ooh. I mean, everybody.
Or favorite shoots that you've done?
All of them. I don't know. Like, okay. If you've seen it, it means I liked it enough to put it out.
Right.
Yeah.
Which means it was my favorite at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think. I know that's not really a great answer. Favorite shoots I've done. It wasn't really a shoot, but shooting Safe and Sound Music Festival last summer. It was my first festival ever.
Cool.
Snuck in. showed them. It's kind of a crazy story. I DM'd this local rapper that had one of the earlier set times who I'd met at a party once. Was like, yo, can I shoot for you at this? And he was like, sure. It was 3 a.m. the night before. And so I got to the table, and I was trying to call him to, like, come meet me, to bring me in. He was not answering his phone. So I went to the table. I was like, yo, I'm supposed to be shooting for this artist. And they were like, do you have any confirmation? I was like, let me show you this Instagram story response from last night at 3 a.m. They're like, sure. Here's your all-access pass. And so that was really cool, just being able to be there and take all the photos of the people there. So that would have been, like, Boslin, Mickey Weeks, Ty Dolla Sign.
Yeah.
Like,
nice.
That crowd.
Yeah, you've taken, just scrolling through your Instagram, I see a lot of big names there.
Appreciate you.
You took a picture of King Carson on film.
Yeah.
That was cool. I think that was before I ever heard of him. Was he in Vancouver? Or
he was.
Yeah.
That was actually at his show here. The story behind that photo, it was not a fun show. He's not very good live, I'm going to be honest.
Oh, damn.
He just doesn't really perform. Because you hear his music, you expect him to be like going crazy.
Man,
like,
that's disappointing.
He just kind of walks back and forth.
Yeah.
It's like he doesn't want to be there, which is fair.
That's a problem with a lot of rappers.
People are coming up off the internet now, right?
Yeah.
It's like you don't have to perform in order to get your name out
there. You get paid either way, but it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, but they did that little thing where the artist comes out at the end of the show for photos. But the way Ken did it is he came out just at the little door at Fortune, like the artist entrance that's right next to the main door.
Oh, he played Fortune?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It was him and Destroy Lonely, actually.
Oh, wow. Mm.
And
those are two huge names now.
Yeah.
I didn't even hear about that show.
Yeah, no, exactly, right?
Yeah.
And so how it happened was his security was basically shoving everyone past Ken in a giant line.
Hmm.
So you just had to, like, hold up your phone and get a selfie with him, like, at the right time when you were in front of him before you got pushed past him. And so what I did is I left the show early during the last song and was just at that spot waiting for him to come out.
Right.
So I just took that photo before there were other people crowding the way.
Yeah.
And then just dipped out. But the security for that show was really intense. One of my friends actually got his camera, like, slapped out of his hand by one of the bodyguards, like, trying to get a photo of him going into the van after the show.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like a good show. That's kind of disappointing to hear.
It was, to be honest. But it was cool to see him. Like, Destroy Lonely especially.
Yeah. No, they're both... It's so interesting to me how quickly people can be, like, a household name. Like,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Same thing happened to Lucky, too. Like,
yeah. Yeah, my friends all went to go see Lucky in his last show.
Did you go?
I didn't go.
Not me neither.
Because I didn't know him. But now everyone's talking about Lucky, King Carson, Destroy Lonely, like Opium.
Everywhere.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Among others, I was I was super hyped to see you took a picture of Lucas Sabat.
Yeah, I was hyped to take that picture. Yeah, to be honest with
you. Was that in Paris?
It was.
I saw, yeah.
Story behind that photo, I was in Paris. I have an uncle out there who very graciously agreed to let me crash with him for a week on the condition that I get myself out there.
Right.
And so that was actually my first day there. I landed at like 8:30 in the morning, Paris time.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the Louvre. Because I was like, you know what? I got to go see it. Like, spent a year and a half in an art history program. I got to do this as fast as possible.
Yeah.
And the Louvre is intense. It's like a test of human endurance because it's so big.
Right.
And everything in there is, like, ridiculous.
Right. Like, what do you mean?
Because, I don't know. I spent so long, like, looking at all of these, like, and studying all of these hyper-revered images.
Yes.
And you don't think about the fact that they're all in the same building.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so you just would keep turning a corner and it would be something insane.
Oh, I see.
And
you'd turn
another corner and it would be something else ridiculous. Like, no one talks about, like, the Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
You go in and there's the Mona Lisa, but on the wall, like, so you have the door here, right? And then from the door faces directly at the wall that has the Mona Lisa on it.
Mm-hmm.
But no one talks about the fact that the wall with the door on it has the Last Supper.
Yeah. No, I've seen that before. I didn't know that until I saw a TikTok or something, and it was everyone taking a picture of Mona Lisa.
And you turn around, it's like this giant, like, 30
The camera pans, and it's the Last Supper, and it's like, what?
Yeah, and everything else in that room is, like, the same. It's, like, on that same tier.
Yeah.
And so it's like that, where you're in there for, like, 4 hours,
mm-hmm.
and it got to the point where I was just, like, speed running it. Like, I was just walking. I was like, okay, there's that, and I still didn't see everything.
I felt exactly the same at the Met in New York.
I haven't been to the Met, but
it's really cool. It wasn't a lot of stuff that I recognized. It was occasionally something that I was like,
that's
cool.
It was enough for you to be like, wow.
Yeah, to be like, wow, like, it's cool to see that in person. Yeah, I bet as an art history, former art history student, that was crazy to go to.
It was really nuts.
And just walk past all the things that you spent hours studying.
But it was, anyway, so I was so dehydrated and so jet lagged. It was super hot. I got out of the Louvre, had no data on my phone. And promptly got extremely lost.
Yeah.
Were you alone?
Yeah, it was just me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And I was just kicking it. I don't know. And so I'm, like, just standing on this street corner, almost met the Red Hot Chili Peppers, which is another story, randomly as well. And I was standing on this street corner, like, trying to look, like, just trying to figure out which way it came from. Because Paris, like, it's no blocks.
Yeah.
Everything just kind of, like, goes. Yeah. And because, like, all of the storefronts there are so small, it's not like here where you have, like, one Walmart every 30 kilometers. It's like you have three of the same store within two blocks.
Right.
And each store has, like, slightly different stock.
Uh-huh.
So there's no landmarks either. Huh. And so I'm just standing on this corner and being like, damn.
I would get so lost.
I'm screwed. Like, and I look at the dude next to me on the corner, and it's Lucas Sabat.
No way.
Oh,
and I'm like, this is not real. Not real.
That's crazy.
And, like, yeah, like, fried. So I look at him, and I'm like, I've been going through it at this point. I have no idea what's going on.
I'm hallucinating Lucas Sabat.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm hallucinating right now.
Yes.
And I'm like, yo, this is kind of crazy. But are you Lucas Sabat?
Can I take a picture of you?
Yeah, and so he was like, yeah, man, what's up? So he dapped me up. And I was like, I'm a photographer for Vancouver. Can I take a picture of you? And he was like, say word, dude. Make sure you get my dog in it. So I was like, you know what? I'm not going to say no.
Yeah.
So I had no idea who the guy was. At the time,
mm-hmm.
just took a photo of him, and then just wandered off.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, but I didn't get my film developed until I got home.
Right.
So the whole week I was walking around Paris, being like, "Did I?"
With a film. Of
I had no idea if I'd actually taken it or if it was just some shit I'd hallucinated.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because it was just so random.
Yeah.
Like, he was in that same all-black Balenciaga outfit he's always posted up in. Like, it was like seeing a fictional character.
That sounds like a dream I would have.
It really did feel like that.
Just lost in New York and then right beside me.
It's like Bella Hadid or something.
Yeah,
exactly.
This is somewhat crazy. That's so cool.
Yeah. It was wild. It still, like, feels super unreal.
Yeah. Mm. What else happened in Paris?
Nothing compared to that.
What else did you hallucinate?
I don't know. I don't know what was real and what wasn't. Like, the thing is after that day, like, seeing the Mona Lisa and then meeting Lucas Sabat, like, I don't want to say it was all downhill from
there. Yeah, I was going to
say. It was pretty
like,
hard
everything
to talk.
Else after that was just icing on the cake, you know? Like, I kind of just kicked it and just enjoyed city life.
Yeah.
Went to a lot of bookstores. Mm-hmm. Got a lot of magazines.
Cool.
Went shopping.
Yeah.
You know, clothes are so much cheaper out there.
Really?
Oh, yes, yeah. Because the designers are
the designer,
there, yeah.
Absolutely.
I thought that.
I assume they would be more expensive.
No, because the import duties on like sweaters on luxury goods like that is crazy.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh.
And then I happened to be there at the time because in Paris twice a year, like they have crazy sales on everything. Like the whole city goes on sale.
Mm-hmm.
And so I happened to be there right at that time.
So lucky.
So yeah, I got a lot of like really good. I actually got these pants when I was there.
Oh, cool.
Oh, wow.
Nice. And they were something like 75% off or something ridiculous.
Wow.
Same pants that I was like sort of drooling over at Nordstrom here that I would never be able to afford.
Yeah.
And then found like the exact same pair. Yeah. Like,
I hate going into Nordstrom.
Dude.
Every couple of months I'm like, you know, I have like a good amount of money. Maybe I could go buy something at Nordstrom.
And it's
all just like other rich people and I'm like, I don't belong here.
They used to have like pretty good buyers too, because they'd buy like niche stuff that no one would want.
Yeah.
And it would go on sale and I'd be like, oh my god, Elique's jeans for $200 sold.
Yeah.
But now it's like it's not selling at full price, so they don't want to stock it.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's just all Balmain and I don't want that.
Yeah, no, it's not that. Well, whatever.
Yeah,
we don't want to talk badly on
the Nordstrom buyer.
Yeah, if you shop at Nordstrom, you're fine.
Yeah,
yeah.
Wish that could be me.
Yeah, yeah. I saw on your Instagram as well. You had a whole story highlight for food.
Yeah.
Do you have any favorite food spots here?
Well, that's a deep cut. I do, actually. I used to be really into food. And then I started spending all my money on film.
Mm. Priorities.
I don't know. I'm trying to think. The places I go to most right now are Meru Lilu. It's at Broadway in Cambie. It's this tiny little Japanese diner.
Mm-hmm.
It's fire.
Okay.
Run you like $13 for like garlic omu rice with beef curry.
Nice.
It's crazy. It's so good. It's so cute.
Nice.
I also, only food that's ever made me cry in Vancouver was Oka Pacifico.
In a good way or a bad way?
In a good way.
Okay.
And that place is great too.
Right.
Right.
Cool. I've never had that experience.
Like, neither
had
I.
Food.
It was really like, I think my headphones
like
are
unplugged.
I don't know what's happened. Can you guys still hear me?
Yeah,
yes.
Definitely.
Okay. it was wild. It was just eating this pasta, and I was like, yo, if I eat the rest of this pasta, then I won't have any more.
That's cool.
And that was too much.
Yeah.
And the tears started rolling.
Yeah. Just like, I don't know if it had just been like a long day.
Yeah.
It's too emotional.
No, that's... Hey. Must be really good. Also, with a lot of your shoots, I see you love props. I don't see that a lot with photographers. Usually, it's just like a headshot or they're wearing a cool fit. But you like your last couple photos. Like there was that one shoot where she had a plastic tarp on her, and then one with the passports and let me look again. The guy on the cross.
Where
that was dope.
Thank you.
That was crazy.
A lot of flashbacks for that one.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised. I thought it was dope.
Thank you.
That was really cool to me because it's in the most Vancouver looking neighborhood I've ever seen.
You get it. Oh my god. Yeah. Finally somebody gets it. Oh my god.
That was the point?
That's literally what it is.
No way.
You're the first person who's like noticed that right off the bat.
Right.
Yeah.
Huh.
That like
yeah, I was like
that was very specific.
Like the focus is on the person on the cross, but then you look back and it's just like generic Vancouver looking neighborhood, overcast. I'm like, I lived this like
well, that's what it's supposed to be,
years,
right? Like
yeah.
A lot of that photo shoot, because for me, like my sort of extended family is very religious. Like
mm-hmm.
they're very rural, like South US, like very conservative.
Right.
And so it's iconography that they use a lot that I personally do not fit into.
Yeah.
But it's sort of their, what's the word I'm looking for? Like it's something their community is centered around.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like all of their interactions sort of centered around these religious symbols, right? And mm-hmm. I was like, well, what if I could take that symbol and sort of recontextualize it in a way that made sense to me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And at the same time, like, Nick and I were having these conversations about sort of having financial independence for the first time and sort of, you know, the sort of struggle era of a young artist. And so we're both sort of getting to that point where we're having to sacrifice and having to sort of take these risks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so it's sort of a combination of both of those things.
Wow.
That's really cool, man.
Thank you.
What is there a story behind the, I'm not sure who this is, but in the top there?
Yeah, that's my friend Issa. She's fantastic. She actually does like these art shows in Vancouver called Savage Corp. It's SVGE Corp.
I've heard of that.
Yeah, that's her. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
But it's so sick. That photo, sort of similar in terms of like struggling artist stepping mm-hmm. off the beaten path a little bit
mm-hmm.
was what this. Sorry, wait, hold on. Let me find my words really quickly before I just make soup.
Take your time.
So the title of that photo is I'm Not Giving Up, I'm Giving In.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, that title was sort of talking about my own sort of journey with like dropping out of school and stepping off the beaten path because it's not giving up in the traditional sense. Like I'm not a screw up for mm-hmm. not being able to make it through university.
Mm.
I'm giving in to being the most authentic version of myself.
Right.
Yeah. And so I wanted everything in that photo to feel kind of insurmountable. Like she's in the middle of the forest. There's mm-hmm. all these giant trees.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also this plastic that's kind of artificial and it's unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's that giving in.
Right. Mm-hmm. But she doesn't look worried or anything.
No, not at all.
Graceful and
yeah, she's calm. Doing her thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's not really delaying the inevitable.
Yeah.
I can definitely like see the art history side coming.
Yeah,
yeah. Meaning, that's yeah. Really no,
a lot of photographers just yeah. you know show up in a cool fit. I'll have a cool background.
Yeah. I do that sometimes
yeah.
too.
Yeah, there's no problem with that. There's no problem with that. But
it pays the bills.
It's very cool to have a meaning and like something that's true to yourself
definitely.
In your photos.
I can definitely see your identity through it.
And yeah,
I appreciate you.
Yeah,
that means a lot.
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah, okay, well, we'll go back to some music. We have 8 minutes left on our show.
Yeah.
Do you want to plug yourself? And
actually, there's one thing I wanted to know if I could do before we go off the air.
Yeah, for sure.
I actually have a camera with me. I was wondering if I could take a photo of you in here while we're live.
Dude, oh, wow, absolutely.
Hey,
dude, I would be honored.
Let me do like a wide one, and then I'll do like
Hang on, can I put my jacket back on?
Sure, do what you need to do. I'll move this out of the way.
Dude, this is very exciting. I don't know what to do. I've never, like...
I like stand.
You should stand. I feel like sitting is cool, because that's how we did it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Or, like, all three of you.
Oh. No, just one for him first. Let's
go. Okay.
Should you, like, put some music?
I don't know what to do.
Do anything. Here, wait. Actually, I'm going to stand up.
I'm trying so hard not to just do, like, thumbs up and smiling.
Actually,
like.
Here, I got you. Lean your head over a little bit to the right. Perfect.
Oh.
Let me do one of the three.
That was crazy.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate y'all.
Wow.
I'll make sure this gets
appreciate
to
you, man. Thank you.
That was crazy.
That was dope. Thanks, man.
Yeah,
yeah, you guys will see those photos on our Instagram
for sure. Y'all have actually used my photos before.
No way. What?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, for the picture with Harry.
Yeah.
Oh wait.
That's how I reached out to you.
Word.
That's how I found out about you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, I thought that was sick. That
y'all used that. Have some more of your photos on there.
There we go.
All right, but yeah. Tell us where the audience can reach you.
You can find me on Instagram, Joe_Salmon. And that's pretty much it, actually.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. I don't really use... Actually, TikTok, too. I'm just starting that up.
Mm-hmm.
Same. Joe_Salmon. Going to be putting a lot of behind the scenes on there, I think.
Cool.
Or thirst traps. I don't know.
Nice balance of both.
We'll see whatever works better. But yeah, no.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you again for having me out here.
Of course, man. Thank you for coming out.
Yeah.
course.
That was dope.
Love to see this.
The song we're going to play next is a recommendation from Joe. It's called Isn't It Obvious by Dream Ivory. And we'll have that song, then probably another one, and then we're out. So thanks for tuning in. Listen to us next week. We have an interview with Leral. That was kind of corny, sorry. Leral, who's a singer from Vancouver. So it's vocal lesson. She's in a band. Super cool. So come check it out. And yeah, we'll catch you next week.
Yep. This was the MP3.
Yes, we are called the MP3s. I did not mention that, but that's who we are.
Okay. We'll catch you guys next week.
listening